there's this discussion in the Mefarshim, in the commentators, about whether Yosef actually forgave his brothers. There's a Rabbeinu Lachaya in the Bereishis that says perhaps he never really fully forgave them. And so that's a discussion among the Mefarshim. So I want to bring a raya, a proof from a pasuk in this week's parsha, that when the Torah says that Yikach Moshe is Atzmos Yosef, so Gwaki Yashpeyesh Ben Israel, Balisa Mes Atzmosai Mizeh Etchem. He said, I want you to take out my bones with you. So what does that have to do with anything? So the Asaf Rabbeinu Yehuda writes that there's a halacha. I think in the Sefer Hasidim, they write there's a halacha that if someone is a sonim, if someone is hate each other, so then there's halacha, you shouldn't bury them next to one another. So he wants to bring a raya from here. Valisa says, Itchem, that you're going to be buried with you, must be that Yosef forgave his brother, even though he's just taking it out. Doesn't mean you have to bury them. But that's the one that they want to bring a raya from here. Itchem, with you. So we see Yosef forgave the brother. So the beginning of the pasuk is Kiyashpi Ashpi. What's his double lashon? What's his double language? And the Mefarshim point out is because Yosef knew his brothers were not going to be alive by the time they left Mitzrayim. So therefore, I want you to swear and to make sure you have your kids swear and your grandkids and great-grandkids, whatever we need. Because I know once you die, the Shvua isn't binding anymore. So in fact, that's the Seamus Shiloh they asked at a Rugachever about the Sholosh Shvuas. So he writes, why is it, one of the Sholosh Shvuas, you can't take over Eretz Yisrael by force. So I didn't take the Shvua. It's a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Shlomo HaMelech. So why is it binding on me? I have nothing to do with it. So Rugachever has a Yisod, and others, that's what changed that Maimar Har Sinai, V'yichan Sham Yisrael Neged Har, that the Torah became the Mitzara for Klai Yisrael. Up until then, there was no concept of a Tzibor. I'm sure different levels there were. We brought the Karban Pesach and the Hachozah Rosh Chodashim, but on a certain level, the din of Tzibor didn't apply until Matan Torah. We all became one. That's why the halacha is by a Nachri, the Gemara learns that there's no din in the Naziris. Because being a Nazir, you got to be part of a Tzibor. So the Ragachava writes, by Yosef and the brother is called a Matan Torah. So therefore, each person has to take their own Shrua. I'm not, because my grandfather took a Shrua, it's not binding on me. It's only Acha Matan Torah. We became one. With Mitzarev Klai Yisrael, that's what happened. In fact, that's what they point out. That's what Rav Salveshev always used to like to say, based on Rav Sajagum, that when we say Birkas HaKodesh, why do we hold the Sefer Torah and scream out Chaverim Klai Yisrael? Aren't we always Chaverim? So he says, based on the Rambam Shita is that they only did Kiddush HaKodesh. You need a base in Haggadah. That's the whole Machogah's Rambam Ramban. But the Rambam writes that you need Kiddush HaKodesh with a base in Haggadah. So, base in Haggadah was the representative of Klai Yisrael. Today we don't have a base in Haggadah. So therefore, what do we do is, we're the base in Haggadah. We're the Klai Yisrael. So therefore, we're Klai Yisrael, therefore we hold the Sefer Torah to show it's us. Klai Yisrael, the Torah is Mitzar of us, it's Achaman Torah, and therefore Chareirim were all brothers. So that's what he points out. By the brothers, they added Ki Ashpia Ishpia, that was Konaman Torah. Achaman Torah, so we see based on by Shlomo HaMelech already, there was a concept of a Minagat Tzibor, so it's binding even on me. So therefore, based on Matan Torah, you know, in general, there's a halacha, in general, to have a shvua, to make a neder, you have to talk, you have to pronounce the words, Minat Torah. Midra, midrabanan. If you just commit to do something in your heart, so it's only midrabanan. However, hektish is an exception. Hektish, nidre mitzvah by hektish, so therefore it's chal min haTorah. But for other nidre mitzvah, it's only drabanan. So generally, you have to pronounce if it's a raisa by hektish is an exception. But we learn now, midrabanan called nidre mitzvah. If I do a good deed, so therefore it could be binding me tam neder. It's the famous Chasim Sofer that it's even stronger than a drabbanan. Savak drabbanan hukua, savak minim l'chumra. He's just responding to the reform. Pashtis, that, you know, minim's not stronger than drabbanan, but so therefore you have, and that's why there are different minagat tzibur, so therefore there's a halacha of hataris nedarim, but I can't do hataris nedarim on a minagat tzibur. You know, if I change communities, the community has a different minag, so then that's okay. So that's what the mefarshim point out here. So one is halisa mitzvah mizeh itchem. Perhaps it's a smach that Yosef forgave the brothers because they're being buried together. And hashbeish bia, why the double language? Because it was Koman Torah, and therefore each one had to take their own shvuah because it wouldn't be binding. I mean, it's only into Chayis or Yicha Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar that the Torah became the Mitzaref of Chay Yisrael, and therefore then the Minhag Yisibor became binding upon us.